Campbell, Emily. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 12, 1898. My dear sister, I have commenced letters to you several times, but have not been able to finish them before something else came in that must have immediate attention. I would be most pleased could I have a long talk with you, face to face. This may be some time. My health is as good and better than I could expect at my age. I was 70 years old last November. I am still engaged in writing. We are now in the midst of the hot weather. Fruit is being canned vigorously. We have been at work canning for quite a while. I often think of the time when you and I first came here, when we used to hire a horse and carriage and drive round. As I drive over these roads now, I often think of you. We have a very thrifty orchard, which bore a considerable number of beautiful peaches last year. I think I never saw such beautifully tinted peaches. No artist could have so blended the darker and lighter shades of red with the green. Some of these peaches weighed half a pound each, and they were delicious. I would have said to you, "Come to me again." But I knew that it would not answer for you to work the typewriter. I can get persons to keep my books, and although I have missed you very much, I could not ask you to join me in my work, fearing that your health would suffer by thus doing. Calls have been made by sick people, and the young ladies at the mission, who are receiving their education, are visiting the sick and doing what they can to relieve their sufferings. This opens the way to gain access to still others. Now there must be a meeting house built in or near Stanmore. This will cost quite a sum. The believers who assemble in a hall at Newtown, called the Sydney Church, will meet with the church at Stanmore as soon as ground can be procured on which to erect a house of worship. Brother Humphreys is reconverted. He has pledged £25 to help in building the church and loaned Brother Starr £100 more, which he proposes to use in building the church. He hopes to get this back in donations. Several who have newly come to the faith donated some £25, some £20, others £10. A beginning has been made, and when the new ones see that the land is purchased, they will be led to donate further. We see that we must all strain every nerve and muscle to do our level best. Our people have long talked of building a house of worship in Sydney. Now Brother Humphreys and his wife are aroused to do something. Brother Shannon is all interested to act his part. We feel courage in the Lord to advance. The house is to be built of brick, and Brother Shannon says that he will furnish half the brick. I hope we shall not be unbelieving, for the Lord has a location for us, and He will clear the way. Those who have already embraced the truth are in better circumstances than those who embraced the truth after the Ashfield camp meeting. Already several have commenced to pay their tithes. The amount of writing that I have been compelled to do has been greater than at any former period of my life. Maggie Hare and Minnie Hawkins are doing good work. I feel so thankful that Fanny is not with me. She has not known what the manner of spirit she is of, and I do not think she ever will, for she is deluded by the enemy in regard to her own talents. If she would be converted and remain transformed in character, no one would be more happy than I. But even then I would say to her, remain in America. Never come across the waters again. But I have no such thought or feeling in regard to you. I would be very glad to have you with me, but I do not think it best, for reasons which I have written. A very precious work has been going on in Stanmore, a suburb of Sydney, a few stations from Ashfield. 40 have embraced the truth since the camp meeting. 27 have been baptized, and still others are to go forward in baptism next week. The interest continues to be good. Brother and Sister Haskell, Brother and Sister Starr, and Brother and Sister Wilson are at work. Meetings have been held in the tent on Sabbaths and Sundays, and every evening in the week except Monday. The workers visit from house to house, laboring personally with the people. They have so many calls that the three married couples separate, one going to one place and one the other, to hold readings with those who are interested. New families, one after another, are soliciting help, and the workers say that 10 or 20 more could be employed to good advantage. In the mission, there is a company of 12. Two classes are held every day that the workers may receive instruction from the Bible and know how to work to enlighten others. The work in Melbourne is just as promising as it is in Sydney. Since the camp meeting held there, 43 have decided to keep the Sabbath. Brother Robinson and his wife are the main workers, and Brother Herbert Lacey and his wife are also engaged in the work. I have no doubt but that no less than 100 souls will be added to the church in Melbourne, and 100 souls in Sydney. The Lord will help us. As those who profess to believe the truth, we are called, not only in these cities, Melbourne and Sydney, but everywhere, to rise up in the spirit and mind of Christ, and with a firm purpose of heart, separate from all worldly influences, break every worldly link, laying aside every weight, in order to wear the armor of righteousness and be co-workers with Jesus Christ. We are to be absolutely and completely for Him in this world, as He is for us in the presence of God. If Christ abides in the heart, the work will go forward. But if there is a reserve, an undercurrent in the soul, any secondary object, any worldly motive, any selfish aims or ends, the work that the Lord means should be done will not be done. We must make the kingdom of heaven and the glory of God our best and whole interest. We want to see the work advancing. I often think that if those who are church members in Battle Creek would do their best and realize that the work of saving souls is of the uttermost importance, the work would move more rapidly. The banner of truth must be held firmly and in the spirit of Christ. Open the Word and present from it the lines of truth that concern the salvation of souls. The truth is to be presented as it is in Jesus. We need hearts filled with love and tender compassion. Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. If all in Battle Creek would stand firm, separating from the world and drinking from the water of life, they could refresh thirsty souls. In love.